everyone. This is Meredith Eisenberg.
And this is Jasper Blake.
And we are here with your fast and focused marketing map, how to finally start getting the results you're looking for. Now, before we go too far into the course, I'd like to do a little bit of housekeeping and explain to you how the class is going to work. This class was actually designed with me in mind, but as you. So basically, one of the things that I like to do is listen to audios of classes in the car. And I find that a lot of times they're too long to do in one trip. So we have broken up this class into 15 to 20 minute chunks. And each chunk has its own homework that goes with it. And over the course of the course, you'll be filling out your fast and focused marketing map, which you'll be turning into us at the end so that we can review it with you in the coaching call that comes with the class.
Yeah, and we've given you several different formats. So if you like to listen to your audios on the phone, you can download it as an MP3 file straight down to your phone. And also the workbooks are both in PDF and Word doc format. So whichever way you like to work, you can have the choice.
All right. So you ready to get going?
I am, yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to talk about in this module is, first of all, recognizing the importance of prioritization and the pitfalls of multitasking. I think most people recognize that having priorities are important. It's often easier said than done. And when people are having trouble with the priorities, they end up multitasking. We're going to talk about why that's maybe not the best idea. And then we're also going to show you the key steps you need to create a plan to overcome the overwhelm. There are so many online and offline marketing strategies. And, you know, a lot of them are free or low priced and easy to implement. It's kind of being like caught in one of those offices with lots of free food, you know, like there's donuts and there's candy and there's M&Ms, and you spend all day grazing on all of these things and you don't eat your healthful and nutritious dinner. And so a lot of like the online marketing world is kind of like that. That you have so many little things that you can try and nibble and you know, take bites of and try to do. And then you end up really getting overwhelmed with all the things that you feel like you need to do, that you end up actually not producing anything for sale or not doing the outreach to your clients or not actually making any money because you're too busy playing with all these low-priced and easy-to-implement tools.
Yeah, it's like just because they're free and easy to use doesn't mean to say you should be using them.
And then one of the things that I do, I mean, and I am like the most guilty of this, which is why it's ironic a little bit that I'm teaching the class, but this is the truth, right? Is that we're taught that multitasking is a good thing. Oh, look at her. And this is mostly women because women are the ones that get into this. Look at her. She can cook dinner and do a webinar and ice skate all at the same time. Crash. You know, the ability, you know, and so people think that that is a valuable quality. But the problem is, and they've done studies on this actually, Jasper, that, if you're doing two things at once, like even like texting and driving or, you know, even talking too much and driving, that your full brain is not on each thing. And so you're not really getting as much done. You're actually getting a lot less done.
Well, as a bloke, I can certainly vouch for the fact that I can only do one thing at a time. So there you go.
And so multitasking, here are some more reasons why multitasking kills your productivity. One is that it gets a little stressful because you kind of don't really know where you are. Like you've started to do something and then something else pops up, you know, and I'm looking at you, Slack. You know, it's like, oh, and then you forget what it was you were doing before. And then you don't really know what's the most important thing to be focusing on because you're trying to do two things at once. And so you're trying to make decisions, but there's so much static because you're not really fully in one thing or another.
And yeah, that's particularly, I find the one that kills me is like when you're doing a couple of different tasks at the same time and you open up all your windows to do this one task, then you find that something stops you, so you start on something else, that's another bunch of windows, and by the time you sort of try and get back on the original task, all that time is wasted in trying to switch between the two projects. It's terrible. So,
and it's super easy for team members to lose focus. If you're the boss and you're multitasking and you're working on six projects at once, your team members feel like they're on the end of the tail of a dog, you know, and they're just getting whipped back and forth between this task and that task. You know, they're working on one thing and then you ask them about something else. And then they have all the disadvantages of multitasking too, which ends up costing you more money. And the quality of their work suffers because they're not able to fully be in one task at a time. So some other things that happen around that is you're wasting a lot of resources and you're not really making progress toward one goal because you're trying to progress towards seven goals and you only have so much energy. So you're spreading it amongst the seven is not going to be as effective as putting it all behind one or two. Your results are going to be fairly limited. And because of that, you get demoralized. And because you're spinning 16 plates at one time, that's when you stop taking care of yourself. And so that's when health problems start to happen.
Yeah, stress is the number one killer these days, so they say. So, yeah.
So we are going to help you get out of that trap. Or in this course, we'll teach you how to use the DISC model. And that is DISC with an extra S. So D-I-S-S-C to commit to one approach and one goal at a time, but don't be afraid. It's a big enough goal that it will keep you busy, and you'll get a lot faster results by focusing on one thing at a time. So here is the DISC system. The first one is define the foundation. So really getting comfortable with your business and your business values and the ground that you walk on and where you're growing from. And this is really important. I know people go, I know all of that. But really taking the time to periodically go back and revisit it is also really important. So I encourage you, even if you think you know what your business is all about, to go ahead and do this. Identify your number one goal. So what is it that can get you the furthest? And so we'll talk about different goals. They're fairly big. It's like, I need more leads. I need more sales. I need more people to be visiting my website to generate more leads. And so we'll show you where you fit on that continuum. Select your number one strategy. So what are you going to do to get to that goal every single day? What is the action plan? So what needs to be done to implement the strategy that you decide to go after your goal with? And then finally, how to communicate all of that to your team. And your team, you know, you may be thinking, well, I'm just a solopreneur. I don't have a team. But your team could be your coach. Your team could be your family. Your team could be your virtual assistant. It always helps. And this is something that Jasper and I have really learned recently. Even though we are a team, we've gotten a lot more intentional about our communication around our goals, and it's helped tremendously.
Yeah, and the strategy could be as simple as like me picking her daughter up from school rather than Meredith because she's got all this stuff to get done that only she can do. So, you know, the strategy can be as simple as that.
So that is the first module. So it's all about getting comfortable with the DISC and showing why multitasking is not really going to get you very far in the end. So in our next module, we are going to talk about defining your foundation, how to find that solid ground that your business is built on that will allow you to set goals and create strategies that really will make a difference for you and for your business. And your homework for this module is to just spend some time reviewing where you're overwhelmed and make a list of the different places where you feel like you could really use some help in not multitasking and in creating some solid goals to move your business forward.